winter, spring season. Last evening at Berkeley, I rashly commented that we would probably have to call it the spring season, because winter had apparently forgotten to come. So it's warm here. This is sort of all comes in a rush. In 1 week or two weekends, half of our season is over. But we get to take a rest after this, and it's been a terrific weekend, and last weekend as well. We get to take a rest, and then on Saturday, April 27th, go back to Symphony Hall with Cassandra Wilson. And then on Friday, May 17th, Chick Corea rejoins us at Berkeley with his new trio. And then we wind up our season, and actually this is celebrating our 30th anniversary, and we turn 31 on June 24th, and 4 days later, Diane Reeves will be here at Sanders to help us, I guess, begin another year. Something like that. You probably have knew all of that, and if you didn't, things have been passed out to you to ensure that you know all about that. Also on those same sheets, you have been informed that we are selling two of Dave Brubeck's CDs this evening, one in the Double Live album that came out about a year ago, and one that came out last fall called The Crossing. And so if you want to take home a remembrance of this evening, it is available in the lobby at intermission and after the concert. Also, at the same tables out in the lobby, there are Regatta Bar brochures for the spring season. Elvin Jones, McCoy Tyner, Lee Konitz, Gary Burton, many others that we hope you'll consider joining us for, as well as a chance to get on the Water Music Regatta Bar mailing list. At this time, we'd like to ask you to refrain from photography. Did I say photography? Okay. Particularly flash photography. During the concert, as well as recording of any kind, and also to ask that you silence all pagers and cell phones at this time, lest you become the object of unwanted attention. We began our association with tonight's artists 20 years ago, actually, with another kind of doubleheader like this weekend has been, only that was four concerts, two at the Decorative Museum on Saturday afternoon and evening, and two at Jacob's Pillow on Sunday afternoon and evening. So we've scaled back a little bit, I guess, but we're still enjoying the association immensely and hope you will too. Would you welcome at this time the Dave Brubeck Quartet?
Switching to In Your Own Sweet Way. Thank you. are going to take a chance and play some new songs that we don't know. When I play in Vienna, which is every year, sometimes two or three times a year, I try to think of the Viennese waltz and write a waltz, which is a stupid thing to do when you go to Vienna. But I did it again, coming down from Switzerland, going through the Alps, looking out the train windows, knowing you're heading to Vienna. Waltz popped into my mind, and we're going to play it maybe tonight. And hopefully it will be on our next CD. We've got to do this, or we don't get to learn them any other way.
Thank you.
from my Mass, a soprano solo that we've decided we're going to play, because we will be at Carnegie Hall with Richard Westenberg and the Musica Sacra chorus. And we want to be kind of ready for them. And this is the soprano solo from Mass to Hope, called The Desert and the Parchment.
Thank you.
incidentally, was confirmed yesterday that we, the president of Telhart Records, where we record, came to our concert last night. Fortunately, I didn't know he was in the audience. And he told us that our next recording will be made in Starbucks, or whatever that coffee house is. Starbucks. Boy, it's getting wild out there, I'll tell you. So, about 6 months from now, we'll probably be in all of Starbucks. And you can't have any coffee unless you buy my album. I don't drink coffee, so I don't know what's going on. Apparently, quite a few people have recorded in such places. First in Seattle, where it all began. And they want us to record in Newport. There's a coffee shop there, or New York. So we'll wait and see. Now you gotta go to New Orleans. And this is the beat you hear on the street. you very much for letting us play these for you and get to know them and see how they go. Being that Bobby has just played the flute, I know he does not like to play alto and then grab the flute. So grab the flute again. This is from Jazz Impressions of Japan. The idea was to use the scale that the koto players use and then incorporate it with the blues and try to bring the two cultures together. Now, this was my first trip to Japan. Recently, we played for the 50th anniversary of the peace treaty, and I know I had something to do with bringing these two cultures together, because there were 50 taiko drummers playing Take Five with us. Thank you.
Thank you.